This is Senator Al Simpson. Honest and ethical reporting should be the very fiber of our bloated daily news diet. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, freedom of speech is constantly being tested in so many ways. Freedom of the press is one that is under a new microscope. Misquotes and fabricated stories turn up all too often these days. Personally, I've been treated fairly by the Fourth Estate. But Ted, we both know that some people really get a bum rap. Reporters' use of unnamed and informed sources really gets my hackles up. Some boob can give a reporter completely false information, totally without fear of retribution. The First Amendment was not spread on the books 200 years ago to give blanket protection to liars and manipulators. Of course, there are far more fine journalists out there than there are the ornery and the lazy ones, and there should be, for the public demands truth and honesty in the newspaper they pay for. What's wrong with current journalism, Ted? People rate them pretty low.
Al, that's demagoguery against the press, and it's unwarranted. Most of us in public life have a healthy respect for freedom of the press and the skill and integrity with which journalists do their job. It's easy to see why Thomas Jefferson said, if forced to choose, he'd pick newspapers without government instead of government without newspapers. There are abuses. Some rags will print anything, as you can see at any supermarket checkout counter, but the vast majority of journalists don't publish information from anonymous sources without verifying it. Richard Nixon would still be president if you had your way, Al. Even the best journalists aren't perfect. CBS is fending off charges that it used fake footage of the Afghan war. ABC faked a spy report. And what about that phony bag of cocaine in President Bush's drug speech? If the president wanted to show that crimes take place near the White House, all he had to do, Al, was go over to the Department of HUD. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.